Good morning. Good morning. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So last Sunday, we celebrated the transfiguration of our Lord, great feast. Today's gospel takes place immediately thereafter, right immediately after the transfiguration. Our Lord descends from Mount Tabor with Peter, James, and John, and they arrive at the bottom of the mountain. And there's this big crowd. In the crowd are Jesus' other nine disciples and a distraught dad. The distraught dad comes to Jesus, gets on his knees, almost like he's praying to our Lord, and says, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic and he suffers terribly. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal them." And Jesus responds, seemingly speaking directly to the disciples, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" Our Lord is exasperated with his disciples. Why? Because a short time ago, Jesus had given the disciples the authority over demons and the gift of healing and sent them out to preach the good news. They were like Jesus' advance men. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem now. And so it's like Jesus' advance men going to the village and said, "Hey, the Lord, the Messiah is coming, please. You know, come see him," etc. You know, he's the Lord. And to show their power, Jesus gave them this power to cast out demons and heal, and the disciples were successful. They went through these towns, and they became known for healing. And so now, this man comes expecting his son to be healed by the disciples. And so after Jesus heals the disciples, the disciples come to him, and you can imagine they're very sheepish. "Boy, you know, Lord, what's the matter, you know?" And Jesus says this to them, "Why couldn't we heal him?" And Jesus says to him, "Because of your," and it said in this translation, the RSV in my Bible in the office, it says, "Because of your little faith." This translation, it said, "Because of your no faith," okay? What happened? The disciples had backslidden. Their faith had become weaker because of their lack of prayer, okay? "Truly I say to you," Jesus says, "if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed," really, really tiny faith, "you will say to this mountain," and think of it, Jesus at the bottom of the table, so he's probably pointing to the mountain, he just came down. "You will say to this mountain, move from here and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And this idea of moving mountains was a Jewish proverb for doing anything very difficult. And then Jesus continues, and he tells the disciples, you backslid, right? This never comes out. This work that you're doing right now is only by, this demon only comes out by prayer and fasting. And of course, prayer and fasting is the very fundamentals of the spiritual life. This is the basics that we do. And Jesus is pointing out to the disciples, because they lack prayer and they lack fasting, that their faith had become weak. And so the point here for us today is we take our little mustard seed faith that we have and we fortify it with prayer and fasting. We can do great things with our Lord. We can move mountains. The mountains are difficult things in our life. What are the mountains? Like our serious, you know, if we're confronting addictions, bad relationships, serious illness, essential finances, et cetera. That's what the mountains are in life. So Christ says that, hey, if you're praying, you're fasting, you have faith in me, you can get around these mountains. Like you can climb these mountains, you can, whatever it may be, Christ can move them for us. So that's the first part of the lesson for today. But I want to do with you today, that's an important part of this, but what I want to do with you today is expand on this. Inside your bulletin this morning, I put an insert on the back of the hymns. It's a famous painting called The Transfiguration. I want to encourage you to take it out. I'm just going to spend about 1 minute explaining what is really an amazing, amazing picture. In fact, it was painted by Raphael and is considered the best oil painting of all times. I'm not an expert on these things, so I don't know. It was commissioned, and it was one of the last paintings in the Renaissance period. It was commissioned by a Roman Catholic cardinal for a French cathedral, and it was painted over 4 years. And this is in the 1500s, from 1516 to 1520. Raphael painted it, and in fact, he passed just before he finished the painting, and somebody went and finished the last few details on it. And today it hangs in the museum in Vatican. And I'm looking at this picture. We see at the very top, it is very bright. It is very joyful. It is filled with light. Of course, it's our Lord transfigured, Moses and Elijah there, Peter, James, and John. And at the bottom of the picture, and you see the bottom of the picture takes up like two-thirds. It's more the majority. And what do we see there? We see darkness. We see chaos. We see a crowd. We see the nine disciples, the dad and the son. And what Raphael is doing here for us, and we don't know if the cardinal told him to do it this way. We don't know how this happens. But Raphael is holding these two simultaneous events together. Our Lord transfigured on the top and the disciples' lack of faith on the bottom, okay? And they're drawn together for us to contemplate. What we should understand, the top of the mountain is the kingdom. And the valley, the bottom of the mountain, is this world, is where we're at today. And in the valley, brothers and sisters, is where we live our lives. It is where we go to work. It's where we go to school. It's where we mow our lawns and pay our bills. At the top of the mountain, it's peaceful. It is joy. It is serene. It is light. It is God's kingdom. In the valley is the darkness and the chaos that we have to deal with. It is in the chaos and the darkness of the valley, brothers and sisters, where we work out our life in Christ. Think about that. Some thoughts about living in a valley. In the valley, our faith is put to the test and challenged every day. In the valley, our words, our actions must match what we believe. The things we say, the things that we do, the places that we go, the websites that we visit must match what's happening on the mountaintop. It's easy for us to have faith on the mountaintop, but it's in the valley where we prove our faith, where we live our faith. It is here in the valley that we work out our salvation. That is why Jesus says at the bottom of the mountain that we need to fast and that we need to pray. In other words, in the valley, you need to have a spiritual life. And then if we look again at the painting, and I'm not going to take it out again, but in the painting, we see there's one man, he's cloaked in red. And he's pointing up the mountain. It's one of the disciples. He's pointing up to our transfigured Lord. And he's reminding us that while we're here down in the darkness, down in the chaos of the valley, we're to keep our eyes up. To keep our eyes up on the transfigured Lord. And how do we do that here? We keep our eyes looking up when we come, like we're doing this morning, to the services. When we go to our icon corners and pray. When during the day we're mindful of the presence of God, when we say our Jesus prayer, when we read our scriptures, study them, etc. When we say this, when we do this, the light of Tabor shines in the valley. So when we leave here this morning, brothers and sisters, in a sense, we're descending from the mountaintop down into the valley. When we leave here, we bring the light of Tabor, the transfigured Christ, with us. And through us, our lives, when we go to work, when we go to school, we all started back to school, etc., we bring into the valley the light of Christ. We can illuminate the valley. The darkness of the valley can be illumined. And in our daily lives, the chaos of the valley is stilled when we're praying by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says to us this morning, with little faith we can move mountains, which is true. We just look to Him, we pray, we have our life in Him. And likewise, when we look up, when we say our prayers, with our little faith, we can do well in the valley. To Christ be glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.